Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsmen in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Pearl Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, Oak Hill Marina in Arnold's Park, Iowa, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Scenic, downtown Mapleton, Iowa. When's the last time you were in Mapleton, Scott?
Never.
Oh, why? They got some cool old buildings downtown there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah. A few years ago when the tornado went through, it kind of whacked all the towns on the the houses on the edge of town, but it left the downtown district pretty much alone. It's a pretty nice little town there.
Yeah, I'll have to stop by someday. Where is it? Monona County?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Sure it is. Yeah. Anyway, we got one show left, and we're going to give away the Heritage Rough Rider revolver. Compliments of the Shooting Shop in Anthon. Also a brick of 22 shells, also from the Shooting Shop. And a custom duck call made by JR's Custom Woodworking in Bronson. And it's kind of interesting because the duck call is actually a acrylic one, not a wooden one. So, but Jesse there in Bronson makes all kinds of cabinets and stuff and custom beds and things like that. So that's... And he does make some wooden duck calls, but the acrylic ones he makes have a tremendous sound to them. If you're the winner of the revolver, you will have to pick that up at the Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa during his normal business hours. You can give him a call, if you're the winner, see if he's going to be around, and he'll make arrangements if you can't get down there during normal business hours. You will have to have a current Iowa permit to carry or a Iowa permit to purchase handguns. If you're living out of state, if you're in South Dakota or Nebraska, we'll have to find a dealer to transfer the gun to that dealer so that you can get it there, because they do not have interstate sales between handguns. That's one of the things that keeps America safe right there, because you can't have some guy from South Sioux go to cross the river and buy a handgun. Oh my God, that'd be terrible. But he can stay there in his own state and buy a whole bunch of them. But I don't know, just kind of silly laws that the politicians like to throw out there thinking that they're going to make America safe. But anyway, the number is 239-2101. And this week we're going to do a trivia blitz again. You just call in and we'll give you a true or false answer question about turkeys. It'll either be domestic turkeys or wild turkeys. And everybody that calls in will get them entered into that drawing for that revolver that we're going to do next week. Last week we did dangerous animals, and I couldn't find any info on rats as far as how many people are killed each year by rats. But I know there's at least one. The story I found about a 3-month-old baby girl that is eaten alive by monster rats after her mother left her home to go out all night drinking on a drinking binge. The mother has been arrested for child neglect, originally claiming the child was burned to death. Giant rats have eaten a 3-month-old baby girl alive after her mother left her home alone to go partying. The 26-year-old woman, who has been arrested for child neglect, returned to her shack in Johannesburg, South Africa, at dawn to find the remains of her daughter in her blood-soaked bed. The mother reportedly took the tot's twin brother, named Lucky, with her on the night out. Boy, I tell you what, this woman is just... There's a special place in hell for her. But anyway, the mother reportedly took the tot's twin brother named Lucky with her on the night out, and the boy is now in the custody of his father. The neighbor was alerted by the screams at dawn and rushed inside the home to find the bloody scene. The neighbor said the baby could only have died a painful death. The infant's tongue, eyes, and fingers had all been eaten. Besides the missing body parts, the remains of her body had bites and wounds all over that were infected by the sharp teeth of the rats. This woman must rot in jail. She does not deserve to be a mother, the neighbor said. And I'll agree with her. Angry locals gathered at the police after the police took the mother away and said she had been drinking all night at the local bar with her new boyfriend. So, yeah, I guess if you're going to, I don't know why she would take the one kid and leave the other one at home. I mean, who in the hell? Well, let's go out on an all-night drinking binge. Let's leave this kid home. Let's take this one, though. It'll be fun.
And the kid's name was Lucky.
And the kid's name was Lucky.
Yeah, the other kid's name was probably Unlucky.
I would suppose, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't. What's more alarming, that a giant rat ate this kid, or the mother just kind of left the kid at home knowing that there's giant rats in the area? Because I'm pretty sure if I had giant rats in and around my house, I would notice. It isn't like, you know, all of a sudden, oh my God, look, there's giant rats, you know. I guess. But anyway, let's go to the phone. We got Bruce on the line. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Well, let's see. Do you know your stuff about turkeys, maybe?
Well, I'm old enough that I worked with a lot of them in the past, but the two-legged ones, I don't really know.
Yeah, we're talking about the ones with wings here today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, with this past Thanksgiving rolling around, let's see. I guess true or false, 45 million turkeys are eaten every year at Thanksgiving.
That's probably true.
It is true. That's what they estimate, 45 million turkeys. That's a lot of turkeys.
That's a lot of turkeys, yeah.
Oh, it is. Christmas is second at 22 million. And third was Easter with 19 million turkeys. I guess I didn't know Easter was a big turkey-eating day.
Yeah. Awful lot of them are raised in Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, there are. Minnesota actually is one of the leading states.
Yep.
You know, Iowa's up in the top there with it, but I can't remember what the number was. I had Minnesota's number here, not to give away a question, but I think they were somewhere around... can't remember how many turkeys, and I don't see it on my sheet. Maybe I didn't write that one down.
It seems to me that Minnesota grew 48 million last year.
Yeah, it could be.
I think so.
That's a lot of turkeys.
A lot of turkeys.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in this morning, Bruce. And
thank you.
Yep, stay on the line, and Scott will get your information if he hasn't already.
Okay.
You bet. Well, it's that easy. 239-2101 if you're outside the area. Do area code 712-239-2101, and we'll get you hooked up and get you entered in. Yeah, it's 45 million turkeys eaten every year at Thanksgiving, and each year that amounts to, with all the turkeys eaten in the U.S., it amounts to 736 million pounds. That is a lot of turkey. Yeah, let's see. Well, Scott's kind of busy on the phone there. In the early 1900s, wild turkeys were on the brink of extinction here in the United States. And at that time, they estimated only about 200,000 birds were left in the wild. And with extensive restoration, both improving habitat and starting to regulate hunting. You know, I mean, it's just around the 1900s. It's just like every other critter. Loss of habitat, unregulated hunting kind of wiped them out. But they led an effort to restore these turkeys back to historic ranges, and they're actually into some ranges they never were native to. But they're estimating that there's 6.5 million wild turkeys in the United States today. And I think probably a million of them live right here by the station.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds kind of low to me.
Across the nation, 6.5 million. I mean, that's a lot of birds, but yeah. I mean, when you go out and leave out here in Indian Hills, there's like 1,000 of them on the street, it seems like.
Yeah, but doesn't it seem like the numbers are down a little from last year, let's say?
Well, according to the National Wild Turkey Federation, they're claiming that there's, nationwide, there's probably like a 15% decline, what they're saying, but they're not really sure what that's attributed to. I think it might have a lot to do with, you know, $10 corn a few years ago.
That and probably all the moisture this year. Yeah. It's been cold and wet.
Well, the spring is what's key for them. If you have a cold, wet spring, which we've had the last 2-3 years, you're going to see a drop in both pheasant populations and turkey populations if they don't have the right cover, which is, I don't know. Anyway, that's a lot of birds. Domestic turkeys, like you say, it's up over 100 million birds a year is what people eat here in the United States. And that's a lot of birds. Turkey hunters, you know, we're talking about the wild turkey there. They estimate there's about 2.5 million people hunt turkeys every year across the nation. And that's second only to deer hunting. And that's, there's more turkey hunters than there are pheasant hunters, I guess. I don't know. They don't really track the pheasant hunters. People buy a general hunting license and then kind of leave it alone. But so I don't know. I don't know how many pheasant hunters there really are. But out of the three states, and this was kind of surprising to me, these numbers, each year, last year anyway, this 2019 spring season, South Dakota hunters took 5,200 birds is all. Iowa had 11,500 harvested, and Nebraska had 17,700. Now, those numbers to me seemed a little bit, I'm okay. You know, the Nebraska number seems pretty good because Nebraska has got, you know, some of the best turkey hunting in the nation. But the South Dakota number at 5,200 seems awfully low to me. But I guess when you think about it, you got turkeys on the eastern part of the state, and then you got some turkeys out in the Black Hills region, and kind of everything in between isn't real suited for turkey habitat, I guess. Missouri had 35,800 turkeys harvested last spring. That is a lot of turkeys. Anyway, let's see. We do for a break here, Scott, or should we take it now?
Yeah, let's take a break right now. Be right back, 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
Can a job change the trajectory of your life?
Well, it's really important for Tyson to take care of our team members. We want them to be thriving in our community.
Like higher education, Northeast College.
We love how they partner up with us and allow us to be here and offer opportunities.
And Wayne State.
They want to pursue their four-year bachelor's degree, and we often write those programs right here in South Sioux City.
They take care of us. It's not just a company that gives you a paycheck and you show up every day.
From a GED to ESL to a four-year degree to citizenship, Tyson can change the trajectory of your life.
So it's important that we help them.
And with a new starting hourly wage of $16.60, Tyson will change your income too. Tyson Foods is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will be considered without regard to race, national origin, color, religion, age, genetics, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or veteran status. Come to the Tyson Job Fair every Tuesday from 8 to 4 in Dakota City and change your life.
Your Sioux City Community Theater gives you the gift of laughter this holiday season. Don't miss Christmas Bells, playing December 6th through the 15th. A church Christmas program spins hilariously out of control in this southern farce about squabbling sisters, family secrets, a surly Santa, and a reluctant Elvis impersonator. Tickets to this delightful show are available online at scctheater.org or at the theater box office. Christmas Bells, December 6th through the 15th at your Sioux City Community Theater.
DC Firearms is now open. DC Firearms is the only dedicated gun shop in South Sioux City. If your passion is the shooting sports or personal protection, DC Firearms has what you're looking for, or they can special order your firearm. DC Firearms can also facilitate firearm transfers from other states. Open Monday through Friday from 10 till 5 and by special appointment. Call 494-4091. DC Firearms is located in the ABC Self Storage Office at 730 West 21st Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska.
Big John. Big John. Well, the number is 239-2101, and all three of the lines are open right now, so be a good time to call in. We'll get you hooked up. All you got to do is answer a true-false question about wild turkeys or domestic turkeys, either one. The Plymouth County Conservation Board had their Dutch Ovens and Winter Decor event scheduled for Hillview this past Thursday. Due to the bad weather, they rescheduled it for this coming Friday, December 6th. It'll still be at the same time, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you'll create and decorate a one-of-a-kind wreath and learn how to cook a meal in a Dutch oven. I think they still got a couple spots left on that, and they might have some more open up if people weren't able to make the new date, which is going to be this coming Friday. You can call 712-947-4270 to pre-register for the event, or you can go to mycountyparks.com and pull down the Plymouth County tab, and you'll get all the information you can find on that event and other things going on up there at the Hillview Recreation Area. The Shooting Shop is our donating the Rough Rider that we're going to give away tomorrow. And also down there, he's got the Henry single shot shotguns there in stock, which are pretty cool. They're like the Golden Boy rifles, but they're single shot shotguns. And finding a good single shot shotgun has been a tough gig here for the last few years. A lot of people buy those Rossies, which really don't work very well at all. But these are quality shotguns. Also, Weatherby had moved from California to Wyoming, and they've got their new rifles in production there. And Bob has a couple of those in stock down at the shooting shop. And I tell you, the move to Wyoming was, they didn't miss a beat on the quality on the Weatherby rifles. They're every bit as good as the ones that were made in California. And are we ready? We got all the lines loaded up there, Scott. We're ready to... Who do we got up first?
We have Taryn.
Good morning, Taryn.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
Most of your turkeys, you know, like people out here hunting turkeys, you know, they talk about how they shoot the, you know, these 20-pound birds and or 30-pound birds, and most of them around here are going to average around, I suppose, 18 pounds. I mean, I've shot a lot of turkeys around here. I kind of actually weighed some. I mean, the guys that are shooting the 30-pound turkeys around here are probably the same guys that are catching the 25-pound bass, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, domestic turkeys, though, can reach 30 pounds pretty easy. And they actually, the breeding on them has caused them, the breasts to grow so big that the birds actually fall over. They can't stand up. And I guess what we're looking for is true or false. The heaviest domestic turkey ever raised was 86 pounds.
Ooh. That's toughy. I don't know. That sounds a little extreme to me, but I'm going to say false on that one.
Actually, the number I found was 85 pounds.
Wow. Could you blame me?
No, I mean, there's no way I would have guessed 86 pounds either. Like I say, most of the birds I've ever killed around here were like 18, and the domestic birds, I don't know. I guess I never weighed one of them. It takes a pretty damn big, clean bird to go 20 pounds in the store. I know that.
Wow.
All right.
That's something else. Well, thank you, sir.
You bet. Hang on the line if Scott didn't get your information, and let's go to Brian.
Hi.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Let's see. Oh. Turkeys can run up to 20 miles an hour. Is that true or false?
I'll say that's true.
It is true. That's fast. I mean, you never look at them and you think, God, they're not running that fast, but they clock them and they do. And I know if you're a hunter and you make a mistake on calling one, boy, they
run pretty fast.
Well, they yeah, they do run fast. In a blink of an eye, they'll be gone. Which is, I don't know, are you a turkey hunter?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of strange that some days you think, God, there's no way anybody's ever going to kill one of these things. And then other days it's like, I can't believe they're all alive. I mean, as stupid as they are from day to day.
Yep.
It's just amazing. And they also say that they can fly up to 50 miles an hour. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
That's faster than a pheasant can fly, I think. I think pheasants are clocking around, 35, 40 miles an hour, I think. Anyway, hey, thanks, Brian. Stick on the line, and Brian will get you, and Scott will get you hooked up. Make sure he gets your info. And then we'll move on to Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Well, good morning.
Let's see. Tom Turkeys, you know, are known for their beards, and also some hens will have beards. I've actually shot a bearded hen before. And some toms will have multiple beards. True or false, the turkey harvested with the most beards had 10. Is that true or false?
You know, I think I've seen multiples, but I've never seen anything like 10. However, I thought your 85-pound bird was a hoax as well, but I'm going to say, you know, if there's a bird that can grow 85 pounds, why not a 10-pound, 10-count beard? I'll say yes.
Yeah, well, it's actually 13. There was an 11-year-old boy from Pennsylvania whacked one that had 13 separate beards.
Oh, my God.
And, well, I've never seen one that had more than one beard. You know, but.
Yeah, well, I think I've seen, you know, multiples. You see, unless, I don't know what they're qualifying, if it has to be a certain length, but you see the little growth beneath the jawline or the beak, and then you see the longer beard. But
yeah. Well, they're talking about the multiples, you know, there on the breast, all the tip of the breastplate where they grow from. If you spread the feathers out, and they'll take pictures, and then they'll have distinct clusters of, I don't know what today, keratin, I think it is. It's a real fine feather that the beard is made out of. And you'll see the different clusters. But anyway, this thing this kid whacked in Pennsylvania is just unreal. Looking at that, it's like, oh, my God, the thing was, like, mostly beard.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
Well, appreciate the knowledge.
You bet. Hey, well, we got enough time. We don't have another caller. Let's try another one here. The longest beard comes from Texas, and that was 22 and a half inches long. True or false?
Well, that thing's awful long, but I'll say yes again.
Yeah, it is true. I can't imagine 22 and a half. Most of the birds I've ever killed had like maybe a 10-inch beard at best.
10, yeah.
You know, but anyway, but the bigger the turkey, the longer the beard, because it doesn't wear off when they bend over and feed. Anyway, hey, thanks for calling, Ed. Looks like we're about out of time. Hey, stick on the line, and Scott will get you your information. We'll get you entered in for the drawing next week.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot. And at one time, Benjamin Franklin wanted the national bird of the United States to be the wild turkey. He called it a bird of courage and thought it would make a better national symbol than the bald eagle. So I suppose if Benjamin Franklin got his way, would we be eating bald eagle at Thanksgiving then instead of turkey? Probably not. Anyway, and the turkey was native to the Americas, North and Central America, basically through the United States and Mexico, but they took them back to England and domesticated them. Well, it looks like we're officially out of time, so thanks for listening.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News Update. What led to yesterday's stabbings at London Bridge that left 2 people dead and 3 people injured? Police shot and killed the suspect, 28-year-old Usman Khan, a convicted terrorist who was jailed in 2012 for plotting to blow up the London Stock Exchange. He'd been released early and was out on probation. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams.
The terrible irony is that Khan reportedly set off on his stabbing spree while attending a conference on rehabilitating prisoners.
The attack is drawing attention to the suspect's release.
Many here are asking why he was released from jail early, including the British Prime Minister.
I have long argued that it is a mistake to allow